Don't just fill a position. Find the ideal candidate who'll drive your business forward. For qualified candidates who match your needs, try Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time. More results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/WanderyUK. Just go to Indeed.com/WanderyUK right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WanderyUK. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/Wondery. That's audible.co.uk/Wondery.
What would you do if the ocean vanished, only to come rushing back towards you as a 30-foot wall of water? In this season of Against the Odds, relive four extraordinary stories of survival during the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, the deadliest on record. Listen to Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe. So that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So Andy's like, all right, Tamara, what were your intentions of bringing this to Gina in the first place? And I'm curious, did you think about bringing it to Heather first, who's kind of the most personally affected?
What? Huh? Well, me and Heather have had conversations in the past about her beliefs.
And we see unseen footage from the cake party of Tamara saying to Heather,
you yourself said 3 years ago that you had distanced yourself from Gretchen because you know what?
I did not say that to you.
Yeah, you did. We were just sitting in Jen's yoga thing in Newport.
Tamara, if you ever bring this up again, it will cost you out. I've had enough. Goodbye, Tamara. No, Alfredo, terrible timing. Terrible.
And so this just goes back to the fact that, of course, they all knew, right? So Tamara's like,
well, it wasn't about the post. It's about other stuff.
And she's like, no, you sent me the post. Okay, look, you sent it to me while we were in the middle of filming, and you sent it to me, and I texted you back. I don't want any part of this.
And so Heather says, and then you brought it up again in front of everyone at the cake party. And again, it comes up in another flashback. And Tamara's like,
you sat down and you said, I don't want to touch it.
I did not.
Because of her political stance and her stances on gays and lesbians.
Do not do that, Tamara. Do not do that.
Oh, but that's what Tamara does.
Bring it up. Stirring the pot. That's what she does. Stirring the pot. Oh, here lies Shamador, killed by a pot that fell on my head because it was stirred too hard.
Well, I felt like you were trying to give it to me, to drop it in my lap or do something with it. And I really didn't want any part of that.
Mm-hmm. And she's probably right. Tamara's like, Heather, go after her, you know? So Emily is like, well, why did you tell Gina? Because I feel like you put her in an awkward position. Oh, poor Gina. Poor Gina put in an awkward position. Gina, this is Gina's role that like people, every single season, people give her something. They give her like the ticking time bomb in like dress. It's in like a box with a bow on it, and she never seems to realize. And it blows up in her face. Just what? Oh my god! Next season, it's I'm like never gonna get in the middle of it ever again.
It's like a camel complaining about carrying water. That's literally what you were designed to do. It's the only reason Gina still has a job is because she carries everybody's water every fucking season.
She's like a drug mule that keeps getting caught. They're like, okay, you know what? Now that I've done my time, I'm never going to smuggle drugs back into this country. Like, hey, ma'am, could you put this up your butt? Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay. You guys, why do I have diarrhea?
Where were we?
Jesus, I'm just like shaking my head. I'm shaking my head so much I can't even follow these notes. So now we're sad for Emily for having to carry this information to Gina. Camera, which yeah. By the way, Emily, you were right there in that bed with her when you said to Gina, we've had this information for 2 weeks and we haven't done anything with it. So, I mean, you guys are just so ridiculous. So Emily's like, but if it, you know, why not just bring it up yourself, Tamara?
And it's like, why am I getting slammed for her lacking homophobic stuff?
He's like, you're not.
This is getting gross. It's getting gross.
Well, I'm asking you. I'm trying to understand the lead up to it.
The lead up to it is that you all had the information. You all were all told not to bring it up. And Tamara did it anyway because of production. And you helped Tamara. So just cop to it.
Mm-hmm. This is crazy. I'm filming a reality show, Emily.
I understand that, but I'm saying,
okay, then let me explain.
Don't talk to me condescending, first of all.
Well, don't talk to me condescending.
And this is where now the reunion starts to go from, like, you know, make rage-inducing to now being back to being funny because they're just squabbling over stupid shit. So Emily's like,
I'm not being condescending at all. I'm asking you a question. I feel badly for Gina.
Oh my God, she used my line.
And as her best friend, I felt badly.
Oh my God, she did it again.
And I felt like she was in a very bad spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you have to be such an asshole all the time?
I don't know why. When she screamed that, I just cracked up.
Why do you have to be an asshole all the time?
I'm like, I want to make
I'm
that
I'm not an
up.
Asshole all the time. You're an asshole. And you want to talk about being an asshole all the time. That's you.
That's you.
That's you. And y'all was poking at me, and all I've ever done is been supportive of you.
Oh, I know. Here we go again. Where was your advocacy when I was stuck in a size 10 Susan Bender slack?
What are you talking about? You called her Shrek for a year. Oh, yeah? Are we going back to that? But also what? She's got a podcast.
Tamara suddenly doesn't want to go back. Tamara's like,
oh, we're going to go back? Oh, just because they called her Shrek for a year. So what? She's been called worse, like Snuffleupagus.
What? I thought we were past Snuffleupagus. Oh,
don't bring up my Snuffleupagus hair.
But wait, she's got a podcast on my network.
And Shanna's like, well, she separated, didn't she?
Well, yeah, I'm not on your network anymore, so stop bringing that up.
By the way, you're back.
I love that Tamara's like, yeah, your podcast sucks, and it's on my network.
Don't call me sweetheart.
Well, we have to put you back on my network, because when you fall off, it tanks, bitch.
Yeah, well, this is a problem, Tamara. That's not cool to talk about her show tanking. Oh, yeah, well, let's talk about who's an asshole right now. Let's talk about that.
Well, guess what, everyone? I just got a text message, and they had to put you back on the T2T's in a Pod Network. What do you think about that, bitch?
Okay, but that's not nice. Then don't call me fucking shit like that.
What? Call you shit like what? What are you even talking about?
And then Gina and Heather at the same time go,
but you were the one that called an asshole.
I love Tamara being like, why are you such an asshole? And then say like, why you say things like that to me? I was like, oh, good. So good to laugh again.
So now they all just start yelling at each other and talking over each other. And Tamara's like,
I've always been so nice to you. I've always been so bad to you.
No, you haven't been. You treated me like shit for years. Then I forgave you very recently.
Yeah, well, you treat me like shit for years, too.
I love that now. Tamara, the queen, of like, oh, so we're going to go back in time? That's what she does. She always goes back. And then,
oh, for years you treated me like shit. For instance, it started in 2018.
The time machine is selective.
Well, you guys have seen all the episodes from the season, but we didn't send you the aftermath of the Amsterdam dinner. So we wanted you to watch it together today as a group for the first time and get your reactions on the other side.
Katie, do you have something to say?
Oh, wow.
All right. Wow. Oh, wow. Great. So,
The day after dinner, I hope you guys are all ready for this. This is going to be explosive footage. We captured a car ride to the airport with Jen, Emily, Gina, Tamara, and Heather, and we're going to take a look at five women who are pretty tired and woken up way too early and now have to go to Schiphol Airport. Here we go.
So we see the scene again. They're kind of like, well, like, I feel bad because, like, what? Like, we accused her of something that, like, we didn't actually have proof of and all this stuff where they were being semi, like, remorseful about the way the night before ended up.
And this is Gina saying, well, I went to the pages of the people and she does follow these accounts, but then I went to the polls that she supposedly liked and I can't find one that she actually liked. Okay, but even if this was true, which it's not, because Slade went back and deleted all of her likes. But even if this was true, she's still following all those accounts who post that shit all the time.
Like, why are you guys feeling bad? And so Tamara's like, well, they didn't like the accounts. And Emily says, well, I don't know. I mean, you can't just sit across from someone and accuse them of doing something without knowing for sure. Let's just disregard my entire two seasons past with Katie.
It's like, Gina, shouldn't you have done this due diligence before you made your attack?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. This is what I can't stand about Gina. So she sits on this information for 2 weeks, which is already kind of like, but like, okay, whatever. I'll let you have your 2 weeks. I'll let you have your 2 weeks of processing. And then you do this, you put it out there, and then you're like, but then I decided to look and she doesn't like anything. Why on God's green earth? You had an entire 10-hour flight from LAX to Amsterdam. Why did you not get on your laptop once and say, maybe I should just, before, this is a very serious thing when you go on to TV and you're like, hey, you like homophobic and transphobic shit. Why did you not do your due diligence before instead of after? And this is not a defense of Gretchen, but this is like you're not going to make me feel bad for you.
Feel bad.
You know, because you're too thick to do your research before, get all your ducks in a row before you do your attacking. Come on.
Right. So she's like, yeah, but here's the root of the problem. Like, let's not talk about roots. Please.
You and Gretchen go for tit for tat all the time, and I feel like it's all stemming from that. And to be honest, at this point, I want to remove myself. Too late, Gina.
Gina, you still have the soot on your face from when the bomb exploded in your hands.
Seriously. You still got half my fucking cookie in your mouth, Santa Claus, you goddamn robbing motherfucker. Now get your fat ass back up the chimney and leave me alone. Get out of my house.
Use the door. Use the door. So God. Andy's like, okay, Gretchen, how does it feel seeing that there was remorse from Emily, Gina, and Heather? Does that make you feel a little bit better? So Gretchen's like,
I didn't even know. Shannon's like, I mean, we all went to our room last night and we stayed up looking at stuff. I mean, it was, well, actually, I did take a moment to look at the Mackenzie Childs sale. That was a very good sale and I got myself a new picture. But then we looked at the homophobic stuff and you wake up the next day and you say, how did this happen? Whoa.
Well, has anyone since Amsterdam seen any articles or credible sources talking about the post that Gretchen has claimed to have liked?
And Emily's like, no.
Yes, the New York Times ran a full
is this like
a full 3-day story on it. Why do you need a credible story? They were there. They're printed.
Is this almost like a legal thing? Does Bravo have to kind of present kind of almost like a fair these questions that can present what's the right word? Does Bravo have to ask these questions so that way Gretchen does not look like her character's been assassinated or it's like a defamation thing? Like, hey, wait a second. Like, we're presenting both sides of this situation or a full perspective of the whole situation. So that way Gretchen can't turn around and say, hey, I went on your show and I was falsely accused of being a homophobe and it's ruined my entire reputation. And now I'm going to sue you, Bravo. Do you think maybe that's why they have to sort of like say, wait a second, was there any further research? What did you do? Like, they're sort of implicitly advocating for Gretchen in this moment. And I wonder if that's almost like they have to.
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I would doubt it because Bravo is Bravo.
Bravo is Bravo.
So I don't know, but I mean, I don't know. I just think it's funny that now they're all like, oh my God, we're so sorry, Gretchen, for what we did to you. We maligned you. And Emily's like, well, I searched for it because I was trying to find something legit and I couldn't find anything. Did you not see the post with all the screenshots on it, ma'am? Or you put those through an AI detector or whatever and see if those were Photoshopped. There's ways to see if things were Photoshopped. They weren't. Spoiler alert. They weren't.
To me, a screenshot is not clear and convincing evidence. Like, I want to see the actual post. Case dismissed.
Well, I do remember seeing...
I want to see a lie detector test.
I do remember seeing that night that there were still live posts up that you had liked. So I hate to rain on everyone's parade, but yeah, these were real. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, it's 2 days ago there were. Yeah, whether intentionally or not, they were there. Which is why I still love you, Gretchen.
It's like, what? So Andy's like, well, I'm curious, Katie. You weren't there, but you're seeing all this. What's your reaction? And she's like, well, it's a little heartbreaking because I don't stand on that side. I'm very pro-LGBTQIA.
Me too. Thank you very much. Me too.
And Tamara's like,
so much so that you like all the posts, Gretchen.
So Katie's like, and I'm very outward about that, and that I don't follow the accounts that would be the opposite. I just don't do that. So Andy's like, well, Gretchen, now you're crying because is this your last resort?
Yeah, Andy, because like I said that night, it's not who I am. It's not who I align with. And I just felt like it was such a personal attack on me when all I was trying to do was make a personal attack on a group of people. And Tamara and I made up the day before, and I really thought that we were like maybe having a chance to move forward, and we don't have that chance anymore, and then we'll leave in a minute.
And Tamara's like, okay, whatever. Stop right there, stupid. Gina, when did I show you that post? Like, when we was in Orange County. Okay. And
so then Gretchen really goes for it. She's like, well, you're not understanding it. From my point of view, it felt like it was being plotted and planned. And it brought back memories of naked wasted. And of course, you're like, we're going to get a naked wasted and we're going to make her do something stupid. And you know what? It's so hard to sit here when someone's plotting against you.
And then she does that thing where she can't really move her face, but she tries to sob. She's like, ugh.
It's so fucked up. Do you remember? Do you know how traumatized I was by naked Weezy? I had to go to the hospital, not go to the hospital. It was so difficult for me. I mean, I was basically drugged, not drugged. It was terrible.
I'll bring on the cheers, Gretchen,
says Tamara, which is hilarious. I mean, they're both doing their biggest things to win over the sympathy of the audience.
And she's like, you know what, Andy? This is life-changing. This is life-destroying. And you brought that up. You brought up the fact that Mackenzie Child sale was over a day earlier, and I was on there browsing that website. I couldn't find a good deal for the life of me, and no one even told me that the sale was over. What are we talking about, by the way?
Well, you know, this is life-changing. Saying that I drug somebody. I have businesses drugging people.
I know, right?
I have gotten so many death threats, and I've gotten so much shit because of the stuff that you were out disseminating to telling other people. Disseminating? What? You think I'm just sticking my hand up some horse's asshole? No,
I'm not disseminating anything, bitch.
You are out disseminating. You're a disseminator. Hey, guess what? Guess what month comes after November? Disseminator, dear. Okay, you gotta work harder.
The whole thread has been out for like 2 years. So shut up, Gretchen.
As they start yelling at each other, and Emily's like, "Why? She's not talking about the Twitter feed. Okay, they're posting them currently because they got them recently."
Oh yeah, and they got them for me. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that, but you can make whatever connection you want. Yeah, you guys are saying that. That's what you're saying. If Tamara is guilty, then what is she guilty of? Making all the tweets, liking all the tweets, faking all the tweets. What is it?
Loving too much, bitch.
Being too good of a person.
So Gretchen's like,
every single one of those accounts you are attached to.
Yeah, there are accounts out there that are very pro-Tamara, and those are the accounts that are posting the screenshots.
Yeah, well, those are the accounts that are pro-everybody. Everything's pro-accounts for everyone. There's accounts that hate me too, bitch.
Okay, but who cares? So if those, and I can't believe this has me sticking up for Tamara, but if Tamara has 20 bloggers out there who are all on Tamara's side and they are going to post shit against Gretchen, they found shit to post that was on Gretchen's own feed. So what are you mad about? You're mad at the person who found the evidence? You should be more upset at the crime. Fucking right. Dimwits. I can't believe this. So Emily's like, well, I'm just saying it's very suspect, okay?
Well, you know, so, you should flip through this because look through this dossier because they're linking accounts that they say that you're somehow involved with. And Gretchen's like,
yeah, those are all little accounts. And Tamara's the only one following those accounts. And Tamara's like, I'm not spreading anything bad. I'm not.
And so Tamara's like,
this is Slade. This is Slade bullshit.
Gretchen's like,
yeah, it's your little criminal network that you're reaching out to everybody. She's like, I don't have a criminal network, Gretchen. I have a job, bitch.
Sure. Do you not ever talk to bloggers? Do you never leak any information about this show ever? Tamara's like, no, what are you talking about? Never in my life.
Okay, everyone, come on. All right.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Picture this. You're standing on the beach when you notice something strange. The horizon doesn't look right. At first, all you can see is a thin white line stretching as far as your eyes can see. Then the line starts to rise. But it's not the horizon at all. It's a wave, a 30-foot wall of water, and it's racing straight toward you. On the day after Christmas in 2004, a 9.1 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of Indonesia, triggering a devastating tsunami. It struck Thailand without warning. No alarms, no cell phone alerts, no evacuation. In this season of Against the Odds, experience one of the deadliest natural disasters in history through the perspectives of those who did everything they could to survive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Against the Odds, Tsunami in Thailand, early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Well, about a week after the Amsterdam trip ended, we picked cameras back up to see how everything was processing, and some poor cameraman had to go hang out with Jen, Gina, and Shannon at Jen's house after the cameras went down. Now, keep in mind, this was shot on May 9th, 2025, 4 days after Shannon probably wore a sombrero somewhere and was probably a little bit offensive to Latin Americans. Okay, so this was also before any trailers or episodes had aired. Watch this!
After production wrapped, some of the women received DMs from a person with information about the show, which was not yet known to the public.
So we see this Sheena, oh my God.
Oh my God,
we
guys. See,
she wishes.
I'm here. Corner.
The scene in Jen's house. So they're talking about, like, wait a minute. Gina goes, oh my God, the account is back and now it has a different name. And Shannon's like, whoa, how did you get it? Well, Emily just sent me a screenshot and they said, I know you don't know who I am. I'm just someone who wants to expose the truth. And Tamara's been leaking details about the entire season. Blah, blah, blah.
So we get this guy with the Chris Samuels voice being like, and then I heard that Tamara went to Costa Mesa and checked in and to see what the sales were at Bloomingdale's. It's like, oh my God, he knows everything. So so they're showing this to everyone and everyone's just shocked by this. We come back. Edina's like, this is all of our content. This is a whole show. He leaked our entire show to everyone. He knew everything, and I felt bad about that.
So then, yeah, this person is like saying all the gossip or whatever. And Gina is like, yeah, well, like, clearly Tamara's trying to make this look like it's a my fault sort of thing, but I've got nothing to do with this. Like, that's insane.
So Tamara's like looking around the reunion set. She's like,
who is this guy? Who is this guy? She goes, the voice. I don't know who that voice is. I'm wondering, is it the ghost of James Earl Jones? I think he was still alive at that point. I think it was James Earl Jones. I mean, it's actually kind of an honor that he watched us in his final days of life. But, you know, I guess he knew everything. And like, wow, I'm actually sort of impressed that Tamara knows James Earl Jones. I don't know James Earl Jones, bitch. His voice was disguised. Oh,
can we listen to that again, please? Okay, just roll that back again.
I predict that Shannon will be showing up wearing children's clothes on their way to church and Verizon, the best deal in America.
I knew it! I knew it!
Luke, I am your father.
I love him!
Did anyone notice that this blogger appeared in the sky as a set of stars? That's quite impressive.
All right, well, you all agreed to do the show, and you all agreed to keep everything you shoot confidential. So please explain how this person knows this. It's not me. It's not me. This is bullshit. This is an ambush.
Tamara in that seat, she was like a little puppet, you know, like it was like a Muppet looking left and right, like the way her body was like herky-jerky left and right. I was like, I swear I could saw little poles holding up her hands. So Jen's like, so you don't talk about anybody? You don't talk to bloggers? You don't tell information?
No, I don't give away it, storylines. I don't do that.
But you don't talk to bloggers?
I've been on this show for what? For how many years? We all talk to bloggers. We all do it, guys, right? Like, it's something we all do. We all took a blood bag. We'll talk to bloggers, but we won't talk about it, right? I guess, guys, I'm not alone.
I don't.
Heather.
I only talk to the Hollywood Reporter and Variety about the various acting roles I land. That's
it. I only speak to my own husband when the cameras are rolling. Please, you think I'm going to talk to bloggers?
Thank you. So Shannon is like,
People are finally coming out and they're talking about it. She's like, well, what am I doing? She's like, well, this guy said that you've been doing it for years. For years you've been doing it.
And Tamara's like, what does your face think, buddy? Show me the proof. Oh, yeah. And then when people come after you, they go out on social media and they support you. And they do that because you supply them with storyline ahead of time. So you keep them in the know.
Oh, that's bullshit.
These crazy storylines that happen. None of the good storylines this season were leaked. Period. They just weren't. This wasn't leaked, and neither was the thing about Katie's whatever, or the naked wasted thing. None of that was leaked. So even if she is talking this, and I hate standing up for Tamara, I just see what they're doing. They're just turning this all to make it against Tamara. This stuff is all probably true about Tamara. I would believe it. And normally I would like seeing Tamara get her comeuppance. It's just that this is the price, that they're just going to ignore all this other stuff and turn it into this making me fucking crazy.
And I will say, like, Tamara has never leaked anything to us. Not that I remember.
We don't really know Tamara.
We don't know her, but I'm saying that, like, I think, like, we would be someone that she would probably leak to. She hasn't leaked to us, so there's that. Then again, I guess not a lot of people leak to us, now that I think about it.
No, why would she leak to us?
Well, because we have a podcast, you know, and like, well, we went on to her show, so you would think that she would be like, well, let me tell you something, guys, but she hasn't, she never did that. So, you know, that's like, I think there's a little something in her favor. But Tamara she's like, this is bullshit, this is all Slade's friend. And Chris is like, it's not Slade's friend. And Andy's like, but they weren't scenes that she was in, you know? And Chris is like, yes. It's like, yes, they were. There were scenes I wasn't in, Tamara. And Tamara's like, show me proof. Show me my rotten bitch.
Okay, so Shanna's like, well, on that call, he said something that happened in Amsterdam was you were upset that you didn't get asked to go to the upfront.
So we see unseen footage, and we hear this voice. He's like,
if you want your monthly plan, you can get it cheaper if you just pay in advance. And Sunday, she told my friend that, Shannon, you were mad because you didn't get invited to the upfronts on Monday. But then you called upper management and threw a fit because you thought you should go.
And Tamara's like, yeah, but we all knew that. Shannon's always threatening people. She's like, oh, well, that was the clincher. Because how did this guy, I'd just gotten back from Paris the day before, so how did he know that? The call is coming from inside the house.
So we see more unseen footage from the car. Shannon saying,
did every single person from the cast get invited to the upfront but me? Everyone but me?
Which I loved because I love the idea of Shannon spiraling because she's not going to the NBC upfront.
So Shannon.
What about the Love Hotel? I guess, oh, it's fine. I guess maybe I was too hard on Earl the Pearl just because he didn't eat vegetables and now suddenly I can't be in the upfronts. Well, I guess so much for me being upfront about my desires in a romance.
And then we see unseen footage from dinner and she's like, well, I did call it Bravo and I said, well,
I just want to know, is there a reason I wasn't asked to do upfront?
And Tamara's like, you really did that, bitch?
Just, yeah, I did. And they said, no, absolutely not. We'd love you.
Okay, but wasn't this unseen footage from dinner where they all were? How is this only Tamara that heard this? This is crazy.
Yeah, I agree. So Tamara's like, I didn't do this, bitch.
And Jen goes, but that's the problem. And this is where we now lie. Like, we don't know. Did you do this? We don't know.
She does.
And Andy's like, well, why did you guys find this person to be credible on the call in the first place?
Well, because he knew things, Andy. He knew that I was cruelly left out of the upfronts. He knew that. And then I called up NBC and I said, see, even James Earl Jones knows I wasn't invited to the upfronts. And he's very upset about it. Very, very upset. So can I come? Can I come, please?
What, do you think I'm the only person on this cast? Well, it's someone here for sure.
And Katie goes, not me.
And it's like, well, like, yeah, you exonerated yourself.
And Heather's like, yeah, guess what, Katie? You're clean on this one. And so Emily's like, well, it's just very suspect to me that he knew about a specific setup between these two people and Gretchen in the screenshots. And the only people that knew about that are the people sitting in this room.
So Gretchen's like, it wasn't me. It wasn't even me.
And was like, and I know it wasn't Gina.
She's like, yeah, hearing the person say and Gina's plotting against Gretchen, it made me feel like you're doing this. And now you're like trying to pass the buck to me. She's like, why would I do that, bitch? Because the same person texted me. Oh, sorry. think, Gretchen, you say what I started to say what Gretchen was going to say. Because the same person that texted me said Tamara had been plotting and planning against you for a long time and she didn't know you were coming back to the show.
And so Katie is like, well, I want to see the messages. And Andy goes, well, but she didn't know you were coming back to the show. And she goes, no, but he said that it wouldn't be like in the last 2 weeks. He said he knew. And Tamara's like, it was from you. That's why. She goes, nah-uh. Yeah-uh. Slade's working overtime.
I think that's true. I think it's Slade. I think it's very, very obviously Slade that called, that planned this whole thing. We heard him. I already said this, but we heard him in the finale being like, oh, really? Well, I'm going to call everybody and figure this out. I know exactly this is Slade. I'm not falling for this. And I think they all have a feeling it's Slade because of the way they start to cover up right now. So Gretchen's like, oh, my God, you fucking... Oh, my God, you're a fucking liar. You're just mad because you got caught.
She's like, nah, I'm not mixed. Mixed is a lie.
And Shannon's like, well, I'll tell you something else, she said. Gina and Jen, you were on the call. Do you also remember that he said when those crank calls were happening where it said Kelly Dawn?
So now we go to this crank call thing. And so we see unseen footage at Jen's house. And Jen's like, what was the prank call?
She goes, well, I got prank called, and I didn't tell one person about it, not a single person about it, but I got a prank call. Well, first, I thought it was William Sonoma calling, saying, guess what? Your picture from Mackenzie Childs has arrived, and it was just a prank call. And then the second one, I said it was Kelly Dodd. I was like, well, maybe she knows where my picture is, so I answered that, and it was another prank call. And the next one was from a Nigerian prince. I thought, oh, well, maybe they sent my Mackenzie Childs picture to Nigeria by accident, and that was a prank call, too. Turns out just a lot of prank calls.
So she's saying, okay, well, you thought it would be funny, so you gave Heather's number and my number to the prank caller.
And I remember getting this prank call. And Heather's like, oh, I did get that call. I got a call saying Alfredo was falling down a well. And I said, that's hilarious, because I threw Alfredo down a well. Hilarious.
And I said, any of the Nobu plates break when he fell down the well? Can we retrieve those? And then we'll deal with Alfredo later. And then they hung up.
On my children's life. I have never done this. This is fucked up.
Well, Heather, what do you make about this? This I find concerning. Now, the transphobic tweets, etc., that can go. Prank calling, very, very bad.
It's a continue that they never came out until Gretchen's out of the slates here. That's all the shit that she's done. That's all the shit.
I'm sorry. Stop everything. What is this thing with the prank calls? So Shannon got a prank call. What was a prank call? And then Heather got a prank call. What was a prank call? What does that have to do with anything? I'm so confused. Are they saying that Tamara was giving their numbers away so that proves that she was calling bloggers?
I think that's what they were implying. Also, why did we not have a camera ready to see Shannon get prank called? Because you know that Shannon getting prank called is the funniest shit ever. You know that she probably is like, hello, who is this? What? You're trapped somewhere? There's someone who's trapped. There's someone who's trapped. We need to save them. Wait a second. This is Ronald Reagan. I thought you had died. Guys, it's Ronald Reagan. This is what an amazing... Oh, you're alive? Wait, does anyone know that you're alive? Should I tell anyone? It's just a secret between you and me? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ronald, I'm still dressing like your wife. Tell Nancy I love her.
I will say no to drugs. I will do it.
I don't understand the prank call thing or why they left that in. That was very confusing. Like, I need to know what is happening? So, Tamara's like, it was Slade. It's been Slade the whole time.
Well, it pissed me off because, like, my name got thrown in there. And, like, I do believe that. Like, I don't play this game. Like,
girl, yes, you do. The only reason your name is in there is because you went and blabbed information and let yourself get used like a moron again. Gina, shut up, Gina. So Jen's like, oh, so you thought you were being set up by Tamara?
She's like, yeah, like I believed it because the only people that knew that we knew about the posts, Gretchen, are you and I.
That's not true, because you said in the finale that Emily knew as well and that you guys had been sitting there for 2 weeks sitting on this information. So at least Emily knew about it. And we also know that Heather knew about it because we saw a scene where Tamara was telling Heather about it earlier in the season.
So
you're all liars. You're all fucking liars. You all did it. You're all guilty.
Yeah. So Andy's like, well, what's your response? And Tamara's like, it's bullshit. It's all over social media. And
she's like, well, I mean, we've gone through a season. And he's like, so she's saying that she feels set up by you. What's your response by her? She should feel set up by Slade.
No one knew
that this whole thing about accusing Gretchen was between the two of you.
No, that's not true. That accusing Gretchen was between the two of you. It's just not true, Emily. You were the third.
So Tamara's like, 15 fucking years I've been on this show and I've never had this problem. And this cut fitness comes back and guess what?
Oh, don't say cut fitness.
Guess what? Now all of a sudden Slade's pulling his magic.
I know, but Slade wouldn't have known that information because if she didn't know it.
Yeah, I didn't even know it. I was ambushed.
But wait, the blogger was saying that he knew this information, but he was saying it after it had all happened. So why are we assuming that the blogger knew that information and wasn't saying what he already knew happened because Slade and Gretchen were there? They're acting like this is some smoking gun, but everybody had shot the show. So by the time they talked to the blogger, everybody on the show already knew what happened the whole season. So if this blogger is lying, he's lying about storylines that have already happened. If they had talked to the blogger at the beginning of the season, it would have been different, but this stuff had already been shot. Everybody already knew this stuff. So this isn't a smoking gun. Am I right? I'm confusing myself. Yeah. This must be confusing to listen to because I'm like, what the hell? There's no smoking gun. They all knew the plots of the show by the time the blogger was on the phone.
I'd like to add something else, by the way, some more evidence into this flimsy case that we're all compiling. On finale night, we went out to dinner afterwards, and Tamara, you had a very smug look on your face. In fact, I said you even looked orgasmic, and I'm like, excuse me, you're not the one who got a phone call from Ronald Reagan, who's still alive, I'd like to say. And it was like, oh, I got it. I won. And it made all of us comment on it, and we felt very uncomfortable, Tamara.
Yeah, she was smug because she just outed Gretchen for all of her transphobic posts, and she did feel like she won. Why is that so weird?
Well, I think that the thing that I would like to know from Tamara before I end on this, LOL, this reunion's never ending, is to me, you and Gina are good buddies, though I can see how many pages are left in our notes, and there's still a lot to go. Oh, wow. So I actually think this kind of comes down to between the two of you, because I know that things have been troubled with Jen, and we know where you've been with Shannon, so how do you two move on from this? Because she's saying she felt set up by you in this situation, Tamara. So what America wants to know is, will Tamara and Gina be okay?
Oh, God. You know what? This is so stupid. Gina feels set up every year because she is set up. She's easily used. She just comes in, she punches in, she takes that money and leaves. Okay? I'm not going to feel bad for Gina.
She is literally like a scrim and a backdrop. She is set up all the time. So Tamara's
like, well, bring the person out. You guys are just like giving some fake voice on the phone. Where is this coming from?
Why are we protecting this blogger? Why are we protecting this person?
So weird.
This is not like the press. You don't have to protect your sources here. Why are we protecting this rando who's getting in the middle of everything?
Yeah, so Gina's like, well, in this situation, like, it doesn't even have to do with Gretchen. Like, it's between you and I. Like, if you're telling anybody about what's happening here, like, it's getting out, and it's a problem. And
By the way, if Tamara is a leaky, leaky poo, and she's been leaking to this guy, why would she suddenly stop leaking? She would have leaked this guy's identity, like, 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, she would have outed him. She's a retaliatory. 100% she would have.
Yeah, so they're talking about the leak still, and Jen's like, you need accountability, you know, because Katie had to take it, so it should be taken across the board. And so Andy asks Tamara if he thinks someone close to her is betraying her. Like, maybe if it's not her, it's someone else. She goes,
I don't know, but I'm telling you, I'm not reaching out to bloggers.
It was Sandy.
I've been on this show 15 years. I don't do that.
It was Sandy all along. Sandy's dropping the kids to all the bloggers.
It's the guy from Costco that Sandy was fucking. He's just hearing things in the kitchen.
With his backward baseball cap and a skateboard.
So then this goes back and forth. And so Heather's like, well, listen, this is a moment for everyone to say enough. And so Heather gives her monologue where she's like, we are adult women on this show. We are here to have a show about controversy and making up. We are not here. I say Taylor Armstrong enough. And Andy's like, wow, that was a beautiful speech. Well, it's hard enough to be in this group and navigate all this without people, you know, being authentic and talking to bloggers.
You know, we are sharing authentic things about our lives. For instance, the shame you feel when you have to wear a Susan Bender jean jacket when everyone else gets to wear a nice little dress. And it's so much harder when we have to navigate outside people, and outside people aren't our friends. So we have to deal with that. And it's hard. It's hard to do that.
And he's like, all right, well, I just got bored real quickly. Heather's the real monologue queen of this show. We all know it, Emily, so stop trying to steal her spotlight. Okay, so let's leave it there, and we're going to wrap things up, because honestly, I haven't been really been listening to what you guys have been saying for the past 45 minutes. Okay, we're back. Final thoughts from the Real Housewives of Orange County Season 19. Christina from the UK says, if you can't take back one thing you've said this season, what would it be? Sorry, that was my attempt at a British accent.
So Gretchen's thing that she regrets.
Ma, then I brought up the thing about Tamara and the whole situation.
Okay, so now you're talking about naked waist. So you're upset that you brought up naked waisted?
No, not naked waisted. It was about...
What is she talking about?
The boy band thing.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, that's her biggest regret. Oh, thanks.
Shannon, what's
as
yours?
Gay people everywhere, I'm sure, would say, thanks, Gretchen.
So Shannon's...
Fucking monster. Who says that after the season you just had? The thing you regret the most is the 98 degrees guy? Oh, for fuck. Fuck you, Gretchen. Jesus, you fucking crazy. Okay, Shannon's is,
well, I was too extreme with Katie.
Yeah, you are nothing like Alexis Bledel. I apologize. And Katie's like, thank you, Shannon. I said something about Jen in a confessional about having a strong distaste for her. I regret that. I regret that I have a strong distaste for her. And Andy's like, what about you, Heather? Well, it's not something I regret saying. I regret that I allowed two poor people into my penthouse. That really was not the space for them. I think I gave them aspirations that they'll never be able to reach in their life. So I apologize to Gretchen and Emily for showing you what it's like to have a chef make you an omelet in the morning. I apologize.
How about you, Emily?
I don't regret anything. Well, I mean, I guess I can go back to Katie, because remember last year, like, I wish I'd formed the question better as opposed to making it about your children. That wasn't my intent. So, yeah, I wish I would have said it in a more articulate way. Like, I don't know, I should have been like, Katie, you're a terrible mother, and that's why your kids got taken away from you, instead of yelling, you know.
She's like, well, thank you, Emily. Thank you so much.
You know what? Here's my regrets. Okay, well, it wasn't this season, but obviously I regret having asked you, Katie, about, like, what you were wearing, that, you know, the bicycle and all that stuff. And this season, I obviously deeply regret saying that, like, Heather, that you're not funny, because I do think you're funny. Here, tell a joke, Heather.
Oh, okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
My wealthy friends who own a winery.
My wealthy friends who own a winery who?
They're just here. We're having a dinner party. Can we go now? Anyone?
Okay, well, it's my turn now. Okay, well, we have a conversation, Katie, me and you, because when I was in the trailer, I got a call that you were with Nicole just yesterday.
Oh, God, here we go. And Nicole's my friend, and not that she can't be your friend, too, but Nicole said that you said, I'm going to ask you something and tell me the truth. Was Ryan involved in Matt's booking?
Katie's like, oh, wait, I'm back in the reunion now? Wait, what? I've just been sitting here for 2 hours. No, I mean, no, I didn't say that. She goes, no, Nicole Jen, she said that you were fishing. I was like, I said, was he involved? And we see a flashback to Ryan telling her this. And Katie's like, no, my friend Lely hosted an event. And, you know, she was a guest and I was invited by my friend Lely, who owns the event space. And Jen is like, no, but you went out fishing for me again. And that's where Katie is like, you know, I have nothing but love. You say I have nothing but love, 100% but love, but you can't do that in real friendships. Okay. You can't do that. I guess you can make problematic videos that are kind of racist, but what you can't do is fish for the wives of bookies to find out if some, you know, guy who wears paint on his denim is involved in a scam.
Yeah, she's like, you can't do that if you're my friend. And Katie's like, since when are we friends? like you haven't, you dumped me. What are you talking about? You dumped me and helped ice me out of this show. I mean, she says it in a very Katie way, which is, I haven't heard from you, Jen. It's like, but you're sitting here today saying, you know, and look, I hope there's a path, but I'm just in my trailer trying to eat lunch, and which is also very convenient to all of you talking about things that are being planted. Oh, you just happen to be in your trailer eating lunch when you get a call on camera from this lady who's desperate to be on the show. And she says, Nicole says that she's driving Matt to prison. She goes, but I don't have to prove anything because I trust her. I trust her. I mean, she called me on the way to taking her husband to prison, who's a compulsive liar and is why he's going to prison for scamming people. It's like, yeah, that's the one to trust.
Was that, wait, did Nicole call Jen or did Nicole call Ryan? And Ryan talked, when Ryan and Jen were talking, they hashed it out, or he told her. I don't even remember.
I guess Nicole told Ryan. But yeah, so Katie is saying, no, I went to this party. This girl came up to me and said, listen, I would love to be on the show. I've been trying to get on this show for years, and I've got so much gossip about what's going on. And Katie just said, well, what is it? I mean, was Ryan guilty or whatever? And the way that she's hearing it is that she made a beeline to this lady and was like, ooh, tell me all the gossip about Ryan.
I mean, I don't know. This is a tricky call because Katie is messy and she's slippery with the truth, which is what we discovered. But also, am I like trusting like the girl, like the girlfriend of the bookie who is like, you know,
trying to get on the show?
Like, so yeah,
they've clearly said that they're trying to get on the show.
So the truth is somewhere in there. So Andy's like, okay, let's too late. You waited too long, Jen, to bring this up because we're in the closing stages. The plane is landing. They've cleared the runway. It was too late to do this. We can't take off again. So that's it. Let's take a toast. Here's some we got everyone hurricanes. So let's toast the hurricanes. Oh my God, you guys are all horrified by the amount of sugar in these drinks because they all do their toasts and they all sip from their hurricanes like, oh my God. There's so much sugar in here. This is disgusting. How could you do this? I am offended. This is the most offensive thing that's happened this entire reunion is the amount of sugar in this drink.
Well, I would like to apologize to Earl the Pearl for drinking a hurricane. First of all.
Could someone let Earl the Pearl know that this beverage is not heading towards his house? So I am off the hook.
So now, It's a very low-key ending. Andy not even smiling. And Tamara just sits back down on the couch, like flabbergasted that she just got beat in a reunion by Slade. And she's freaking out. Meanwhile, the other ladies are taking selfies with that Tamara. And Heather asks if she's okay. She's like, no, it's not okay. I'm not okay. And she's telling Andy, I didn't do this. I didn't do this. I didn't do this.
She was just sitting there like, it was like,
and this was, oh, I'm sorry.
No, it just reminded me of like one of those like wind up dolls that was just like left on a sofa. She's like, her hands are like doing her hands are like shaking. Her whole body's like, I didn't do this, Andy. He's like, it's going to be okay. It's all right. Yeah. You know how it goes.
This is very much her in the van when Shannon's holding her head and she's like,
I can't believe she said that about my daughter.
In Ireland. So it is that. But this is where we hear Katie says, what's the name of the account that reached out to you about all of this? And Gina's saying,
well, they deleted the DM that they originally sent me. And honestly, I don't remember the name.
Which is when I do. They're all fucking full of shit. That's crazy. And Tamara's like, what?
Is there a couple hours? There's no information on it. I mean, this is bullshit. What's more bullshit is I can't find my fucking phone. I can't find it.
Oh, well, I need to pull my Spanx down. I have to go. I've got to go.
So Andy's like, Tamara's on her phone. He's like, whoa, what are you looking for, Tamara? She's like,
my phone. Where's my phone? I need to find my phone.
And so now they like do like a group selfie, but Tamara's like not in it because she's like crying and everything. And so now they like are heading out to their trailers and in Jen's trailer, Jen's like, well, you know, when we fuck up, which we all have done, you know, then, you know, just say you do it.
Well, it's obvious, Jen. Your name is Jen, right? Jen, you're my friend, right? Well, you know, when you were on the call, there's just too much circumstantial evidence. And, you know, oh, by the way, this is leg tape. What do I do with my leg tape? I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm...
look, at the end of the day, you get tacos for tacos. And Katie and Tamara are friends because they're just alike. They're the same person.
And Tamara, meanwhile, is like,
you can't trust me? Why can't you trust me? What do you mean you can't trust me?
I value my job, bitch.
Trust Tamara. I'm buying him just. Who doesn't trust Tamara?
Well, You know, well, you know, Tamara, going forward, you know who's in your corner and who's not. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Which means that whoever's in my corner, I'm going to betray next season, and I'll become friends with the people who aren't. So, good luck to you, Katie.
So, meanwhile, Gina's like, there were some things that only her and I would have known.
Which is not true. Sorry. It's just not. And Emily's like, well, if it's not you, it doesn't take a fucking rocket scientist to figure out who the guilty party is.
So then who does it take?
No, that's just an expression. That's just where it ends.
Wait, but you see, there's no one... There's no one who I don't know.
It's just over, Gina. It's over. The reunion's over. They rolled the credits. It's done. We left a my sentence.
Oh, I feel bad that I ruined that.
And that brings us to the end of another season of Real Housewives of Orange County. Wow.
Wow. All right. Well, it's nice. You know what I love? I love a reunion where we're pretty just chill as we recap it. I love I love just like a nice chill. We're just a barrel of laughs.
I love just like a nice, even, happy tone through an entire 2-hour recap.
Controversially, I enjoyed this season. I think I've said this many times before, but I actually did enjoy this season because
it was a good season.
I enjoy any season where we actually care. Like we're all angry, but I like that we're invested. As opposed to a season where we're just not invested. And I was invested in all this stupidity. So
yeah, I was too. I'm pretty shocked that Bravo, Andy, and Heather, especially, all would just be like, fuck it. Let's just keep the hateful bigot and
it's rough.
Turn the season on Tamara. You know, it was fun watching Tamara get her comeuppance. So that was fun. It's just the road they got there was pretty
bad. Another season in the can. And guess what? Guess what's around the corner? Beverly Hills coming back after Thanksgiving. So thanks, everyone, for being here. We love you all. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Welcome to the club. Everybody say my name. Welcome to the mall. And same. Everywhere I go, people holler every day. Raise my hands up and holler back. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. If you don't know me, you're welcome to blow me, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Every day's a parade, don't even try to shade. Magazines and blogs, Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. I rule them all, cause when I play, I win. The People magazine called and said, I'm the bitch. Me lots of questions, I answered every one. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Pretend not to love me, but don't think you're above me. Bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. You can try to hate me, but life celebrates me.
Boy, bitch. Girl, bitch. Another boat.
Bitch, bitch. All around the world, even sharks.
Such a stretch.
Bitch.
Mommy,
bitch.
Daddy,
bitch.
Even baby.
Bitch, bitch. Read the holy book, even God saved a wretch. Bitch.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.